Welcome to the Australian Finance Podcast, a podcast for people who want to learn more about their personal finances and get the most from their money. This series is hosted by Kate Campbell from How To Money and Owen Raskovich from Rask Finance.
The Australian Finance Podcast is provided for educational purposes only. The information is general in nature and does not take into account your needs, goals, or objectives. What that means is the information does not apply to you specifically. So consider getting the advice of a licensed and trusted professional before acting on the information. Kate, welcome to the first episode of the Australian Finance Podcast.
Yeah, it's really exciting. It's been a long build-up, but really excited to have it off the ground.
Yeah, it's something that we've been working on for, we've been thinking about for a couple of months, you'd say?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Why don't we just be straight up, why are we doing this? What do our listeners get from it and why are we doing it?
Yeah, so essentially we're hoping it's a crash course to really cover the basics of finance and really give you the information you need to make actionable steps in your financial situation. And hopefully it's fun, conversational, and you get as much out of it as we do. And we are a bit of finance nerds. So
yeah, we are.
Definitely we enjoy just having chats about money and everything going on. So hopefully you get a bit of insight out of it. And yeah.
I'll make a promise, and I always see this in finance books. They're always like, if you read this book, you will become such a better person, and here's how you're going to do it. I'm going to make a promise to anyone that listens to this series, and I'm going to say, if you listen to this 10 or 11 part series and you understand it, you'll feel just so much more confident tackling your finances, and you'll be able to come back and revisit these episodes and understand what people are talking about and how perhaps you can avoid some of the traps. And when we give you some tips, how you can get the most from your money.
Yeah, and it's not a magic cure, but if you actually listen to the episode, take some of the steps out of it and actually take some action, we are really hoping that you'll be able to gain a lot out of it and really improve your financial situation.
That's right, yeah. And it's not about, you know, this series for us too is not about having, you know, lots and lots of money. We'll have some tips for people that perhaps, you know, have debts that might need to get insurance. It's just some of the basic stuff. And then we'll move into things like investing in that.
Yeah. So really covering a broad brush of finances. We're not just going to be talking about what hot stock tip to buy, but really, really covering everything you need to know about managing your financial situation. And we've got a broad range of experience. So I'm just at the very start of my financial journey. I'm very early 20s. So it's all new to me. And I've just been sort of getting into it for the last few years, but Owen's got a bit more experience in the industry.
Yes, I'm a little bit older, regrettably. I'm late 20s. I'm still happy to say that. But yeah, it's. I think we both bring, I suppose, a unique perspective. I think it's also good being male and female that we can talk about different topics that may interest one another. And also that, you know, I am more of an investor. You know, I focus most of my time on investing. So I probably will end up talking a lot about that, whereas your strengths are probably, like, you've got plenty of strengths and some of them might be more personal finance related, but you're also investing and you've got some great ideas. Like, for example, you use a robo-advisor, is that right?
Yes. Yep.
See, I don't use a robo-advisor. So there's so many things that we can talk about where perhaps you're more proficient than I am and vice versa, and I think that's really good. And just on that, it's going to be just as an aside, if you can find someone to team up with and talk about your finances, whether it's a partner or even if it's just a friend, it's a really good way. It's like when you go to the gym, you've got someone to motivate you.
Yeah, a buddy system.
That's right. If you can, you know, get them to listen to an episode and then maybe talk about it together, it'd be a really good way to
Yeah, and you can both start your journey together, and it really helps having people to discuss it with in real life. And I hope listening to our conversation really casually about money inspires you to have some of these really casual money conversations in your life with your friends and family.
Yeah, I think, I'm going to give you the most casual and probably bizarre thing. And this is like, I didn't put this in the show notes, so it's going to catch you off guard. But I play footy on the weekend and I was in the showers at footy after a game. So we're all tired. And we started talking about income protection.
Oh,
how unusual. Quite random. So just imagine a bunch of guys in the shower at the footy club talking about income protection. And the reason it got brought up was because one of the guys had injured themselves and he was a tradie and he was out for a long, long time. So just that casual conversation, talking about how income protection is probably going or could have helped that person dramatically. In, you know, he's got kids and everything like that. So just having that conversation, no matter where you are, perhaps, if you just have a little bit of an understanding, you can really engage. And that's
what and sharing what you learn, if you go out and research and find some new stuff about finance, sharing that with your friends and family could really improve their situation as well and help sort of spark that conversation.
One thing that we should probably do is just introduce ourselves a little bit more. So we've said what we do. So why don't you tell us what you do? How did How To Money start, and why you like telling other people about finance and
definitely.
Teaching people?
So I just straight out of a high school went into the workforce and actually attempted to be an air traffic controller in the Air Force, which did not work out. It turned out I couldn't really concentrate on multiple things happening at once in the air and keep all the pieces running, which you really need an air traffic controller to be able to do.
Make a mistake.
So after a short stint in that, I did come back to Melbourne, and I was not interested in finance at all at the time, but I was using LinkedIn quite randomly and just easy apply for a few jobs. And I ended up at an invoice finance company, which is very strange for a young person to be at. And I knew nothing about the industry, but read up for the interview and, got the job. And that's where I started learning about investing, because a few people I was working with were looking at stock charts and things. And so slowly I started asking questions. What's that? Why are you looking at that? What does that mean? And started to learn a bit that way, and then started really researching, because you can find so much online. You've got to filter through a lot of it, but there's so much out there. So that's sort of how I got interested in finance. And I then, so now I'm working sort of at an entry-level job at an investment company just to get my foot in the door in the industry and learn about finance that way. And so How To Money started while I was working at the invoice finance company, just because I couldn't see much out there for young Australians wanting to learn about personal finance. And I wanted something that I could share with my friends that was easy to understand, where they could get started and hopefully spark that conversation. So that's kind of why I started How To Money, just to make personal finance in Australia accessible for young Australians.
What on earth is, what did you say, financing? It's invoice financing. What is that?
Yeah, so it's small businesses. They might have sold a product to Coles, and Coles doesn't pay them for 30, 60 days, however, whatever the payment terms are. The small business needs the money now, and they don't want to get a loan from a bank, so they can actually sell their invoice to investors or wherever the money's coming from and get the money straight away. And obviously everyone takes a cut, but someone's got to make money. But it was a really, really interesting sort of crash course into the world of finance and how everything worked.
Like if you're new and you're just going into that, that's just like it's like you're injecting yourself in the middle of this transaction.
It was very strange. And I think I was 19 at the time when I was working there, and it was bizarre to say you're a 19-year-old working at an invoice finance company. But I don't know, you just sort of, my life has taken a few strange turns, and it's just at the beginning. So I'm excited to see where it goes.
Yeah, I must say, when I first met Kate, I was actually surprised, and in a good way, that you've actually done a lot and you've experienced a lot, particularly in the finance industry. You know a lot, and I was just so surprised that to learn your age and what you've – I mean, when I was like 19 or 20 or 21, I don't even know where I was, but I wouldn't even know what revenue meant. I wouldn't know what a budget is. Like I was completely at odds with that, and I think that's really good. And I think some of the insights and experiences that you've had will help our listeners in a way that I couldn't.
Mm.
So I'm really looking forward to that. I'll fill you in a bit
about your background too.
Yeah,
Owen.
Yeah. I'll try to keep it as quick as possible. But so I now run a company called The Rest Group. Let's start at the beginning, and that's probably the end. At the beginning, I suppose when I was younger, like really young, I had this real insecurity around money. So I would worry about, like, I think I've told you this before, but I had this real hesitation when it comes to filling out forms, even like things like just filling out the tax file number form when you start a job. Like, that overwhelmed me. Like, I come from, my grandparents are immigrants to Australia. On one side, one of them came from the Holocaust, another one came from England, and I was, you know, introduced to money in a way that probably wasn't healthy. I hope my mum's going to listen to this podcast. And I have to be very diplomatic. But yeah. I was introduced to money in a way that wasn't very healthy. And I think, you know, as I was growing up, there was, you know, I had this thing, you could probably call me a sieve. When the money would hit my bank account, it would just disappear in a thousand ways and no one would know where it's gone, not even myself. But then there was also this point where I got to in my life, probably my late teens, where I had to work really hard, go to school, do all the right things. And I realized that I had to save money, and it kind of became this really unhealthy habit of saving so much money that I was denying myself doing other things. Yeah. So I interviewed a woman named Melissa Brown, and she's the author of a finance book that I won't say its title, but we'll link to it in the show notes. And she says that there's two types of people, that have, you know, that what we call a miser, so someone that's really tight and doesn't allow themselves to enjoy life, you could say. And then on the other side, you have people who are very frivolous and just spend their money in all different types of ways. I was probably like the worst of both. So like I was really tight because I was really insecure about money. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I was really insecure with money, but at the same time, I was willing to spend it in ways that weren't right. So I got like car loans and all that type of stuff. And it wasn't until we actually have something in common, I just realized, like I went to the army and-
Really?
Very brief stint. Yeah, I got into something called the Special Forces Direct Recruitment Scheme. Yeah. And I wasn't there for very long, so I'm not going to be like, yeah, look at me, I'm this real action man.
Yeah, both had short stints. Yeah, that's right. Defense.
But it matured me in a way that I don't regret in any way. Like, it just, like, my eyes opened and I realized to get things done, you have to work and you have to be willing to put in the effort to get a good result. And I came back and I realized that there's this thing called finance and investing that was really appealing to me. So I started to learn about how the stock market works. And I teamed up with a mate and we just picked a random company out of the newspaper. It was some mining company. And Not even a barbecue tip. Wow. It was simple. So we were looking at the Australian Financial Review and there's like thousands of shares on the page. Yeah. And like some of them go up and some of them go down each day. And the newspaper, because it's like a day behind, is like, here's what happened yesterday. And he was like, oh, maybe we should go for like Telstra or NAB or BHP, like these big companies. Yeah. And I was like, no, dude, you need to find the one that moves the most and buy that. And I was like, look at that one. It went up like 20% yesterday. You buy that one. And it turned out it was this speculative thing. And it was probably like his worst investment. But it was like, I was like so happy about it. Anyway, so that kind of like, it's for me in the early days, investing was kind of like a socially acceptable form of gambling.
Yeah.
Like you can just buy something and look, magic, it's this money, right? So that kind of got me started. Then I started to mature and I got a job. I worked at the Motley Fool and I put myself through a couple of degrees. I finished my undergraduate. Then I did two postgraduate courses. And I did something called I started something called the Chartered Financial Analyst course and blah, blah, blah. That's all boring. But then I got a job in Melbourne at a company that researches other professional investors. And it was there that I kind of realized that there's really no company out there that serves people that just want to learn about finance and in a good way. So, and when I say in a good way, it's like it's fun, but at the same time, it's telling you the important stuff. So a lot of the times, like you hear educational stuff and it's like, oh, come on, like this could be a lot more fun. But at the same time, the stuff that is fun isn't always right. Like people try and dress it up and make it sexy and they just try and sell you something.
Yeah, and the fun, quick investments are probably, not where you want to be.
That's probably the wrong thing, right? Yeah. So I started this company called, this website called Rask Finance, and we do videos and blogs just like you with How To Money. And then it eventually became, now we do news and analysis, and then we give advice. So it's kind of like just transformed. Then we do podcasts and stuff. So that's the long story. I'm sorry, I took like so much time just telling that, but I'm sure we'll get some more of that. And I think it adds color to just us sharing what we've been through. It adds color to probably our motives. Like there's no incentive for us effectively to do this. We're not trying to sell you something.
We're just sort of passionate. We love talking about it. So really it's the conversations we've been having for the last year, but just in a recorded format. And and there's so much advantage if you really get your finances set up when you're younger. So I think I just want to share that, and so does Owen, with as wide an audience as possible, because if you put some building blocks in place when you're young, it just pays off for the rest of your life.
For sure. It's the tiniest changes now have the biggest impact on you later on in life. And that's why I'm envious of you being in your early 20s. You've got like 8 years of compounding that I don't have anymore, which is anyway.
But at any age, it's still time. You've still got a chance to make a difference in your financial
absolutely.
Situation.
Absolutely. And I think there's two things there. Like there's the saying that you can, the best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago. The second best time is today. So to start. But the other thing that I wanted to touch on there is envy. So envying what people do and being jealous of what other people do and how they spend their money is a really, really unfortunate thing if you fall into that trap. Don't worry about, like, there's a saying that the worst thing, the thing that hurts you the most is your friend getting rich because you get jealous. But it's kind of like the opposite thing of what you should be thinking if you can, and it's hard to develop, but just stay in your own lane and just be positive and wish everyone else well as well. Because if you start getting envious, then you get down on yourself or bad things
happen. There's always going to be people with advantages that you don't have, but and different situations, whether they've just got a great job that you wanted or they've had an inheritance or anything. You can't just worry about, oh, I can't get there because they had that advantage and I don't. Just work out what you can take advantage of and put some steps in, and you can actually make some changes.
For sure. And, you know, that's that, you know, just got to be positive. And I think, you know, it's pretty hard when you're going about your day and the grind is real, like you've got to work hard. But, you know, it's not a bad place, the world, if you put in the work, and especially here in Australia, if you put in the effort and you know what you're doing and you've got a plan, good things come.
Yeah.
And, you know, you just got to stay the course. So speaking of taking time and good things coming, what about if people want to just get rich quick? Is this the right podcast for people that just want the secrets to trading their way to wealth or something like that?
No. So unfortunately, we're not going to give you the secret to wealth in 10 episodes. We're going to give you some steps to actually grow wealth over a long period of time and sort out your finances. But sadly, we don't have the next crypto for you, and we don't have the next stock tip for you either. Yep. So.
Yeah, and I think that's we've come up with a few ideas, and one of them is, you know, there's this idea that you get rich quick. We're going to try and help people. We're going to give you the tools to probably get rich slowly.
Yeah.
And probably not even get rich, or, you know, people use that word get rich.
Yeah.
We're going to tell you how you can earn rich. And we've written down some notes to this, obviously. Get rich slowly, GRS. Is that actually a thing?
I've heard a lot of people starting to mention it online, and different, even some advisors are starting to talk about it now, but it's a sort of changing, I guess, what is rich? Rich to everyone is very different. You might think rich is $100 million, but some people will think rich is $100,000. So it's really, I guess it's your mindset and what is enough to you, because everyone's going to have different amounts of money that they think they need. But it's more about, it's not going to happen overnight, and you just put some steps in and it's going to be 30, 40 years. Yep. But just building wealth over time, and so you're going to be in a really comfortable position later on.
Mm. And we'll obviously, you know, we say get rich slowly, but we'll help people speed up that process as much as we can.
Yeah, you can definitely... By starting to learn about investing and things like that, you can actually start investing outside of your super and actually building some wealth that way. So it really, and it also depends on your income and what you can put aside. But we'll give you some tips on all of that throughout the episodes, and hopefully you can get started.
For sure. We're going to talk about like ways to make money, and we're going to talk about, you know, ways to protect yourself financially as well. But there's something that we should add in this first episode, is that what we talk about isn't necessarily appropriate for everyone. So if you are sitting at home or in the car or on the toilet and you're listening to this, just think about that. So think about that we're not talking to everyone specifically.
Yep.
We're talking just to the masses, and what we say may not be right.
Yeah. And what we say is purely based on sort of our own experiences and things like that. So everyone really experiences everything differently. And that disclaimer that you're going to hear at the start of every episode, and you'll probably see on every single financial website you visit, any presentation, any video, it's really important to sort of take note of that, because it isn't personal advice. It's general. And if you go to any website, you're going to see that disclaimer. So it's really important sort of to keep that in mind.
It's probably one of those things where if you go to a finance website and you don't see that disclaimer, you probably don't want to be on that website. There's some websites out there and they look like they're Australian and they don't have the disclaimer. There's some blogs, like some great blogs, but there's some that really give you unhealthy advice and they're doing it in a way that's not licensed. So you should be very careful of that. So if you don't know what your situation is and what you need, you can see a financial advisor and we'll get to that in later episodes.
Yeah. And also there's so much information online. You will have to filter through it, but that's how a lot of us get started in learning about personal finances. Is just by going deep in Google and sort of filtering through and learning as much as we can. So definitely always, always do your own research and make sure whatever information you're finding's up to date and what is in it for the person who's giving you that information is really important.
Really important.
What are they pushing? I guess there's always the saying, there's no free lunch. What's in it for them? What do they get out of telling you this information? So I guess I hope it's clear that we're doing it sort of as a passion project and we love talking about finance, but I guess we do have affiliations with different sites, my How To Money, and I also sort of I'm working in the very start of my career in the industry, and Owen's got his company Rusk, so
I'll try and I mean I'm not here to sell what we do, but I mean
I guess we'll make sure we fully disclose if anything we ever mention in the podcast or if I don't know if we're going to talk about shares, but if anything is ever mentioned, we have some affiliation. I hope we're going to be, plan is to be really transparent. So if we have used that product, if we're using it, if we've invested in that, just make it really clear what our affiliation or thing is. So that's really important to me, is full transparency and honesty with you.
100%. Me too. I'd like to think that we don't have any affiliation, but obviously I do have one to my own company.
Yeah,
but
well, we're rural and we've started investing in different products and different things. So
But yeah, that's pretty much like the first episode. Is there anything else you want to talk about? Is there any other topics or?
I think that's sort of the major stuff that we wanted to cover, just the intro. And we're going to dive into so many different topics in the next handful of episodes. So I hope you stick with us throughout this and find some motivation through our episodes and really see that you can do it. And you don't need to be rich. You don't need to be PhD qualified. Anyone can get started with their finances. And I hope we can help you along that journey.
For sure. That's great. That's 100% it. If you just stay motivated, that's all you really need to do. Just stay motivated and obviously keep your headphones in and we'll take care of the rest.
Yeah, just taking some positive steps to improve your finances. So thanks for tuning in with us for our very first episode.
Yes.
And hopefully it just gets better from here.
Yep, that's right. And I think it will. I think it's going to get a lot better. So you must tune into the next episode.
Yeah.
But anyway, I'm Owen from Rask Finance.
I'm Kate from How To Money.
And this is the Australian Finance Podcast. How about questions, Kate? Can people ask us questions?
Definitely. So if you have any questions, comments or suggestions after listening to this episode, please get in touch with us. I've got a website for How To Money and also on Twitter at How To Money Australia and also Instagram. So I think Owen's on all those platforms as well.
Yeah, I am. You can find us at Rask Finance or you can find me on Twitter at Owen Rask. Or you can just lodge a question on the Rask Finance website. So
and we'd love to hear from you.
For sure, we enjoy hearing from you and just talking about it, so please send them on through.